And thanks for listening to the Human Element Podcast. This is Beyond the Cart, e-commerce insights for Human Element. I'm Kevin Gardner, a development manager here at Human Element. For over 20 years, we've focused on solving complex digital commerce challenges. And that's everything from core architecture to digital strategy. But more importantly, today, I'm thrilled to be joined by a great partner, Tom Flerel, Chief Communications Officer at Znode. Tom, welcome.
Thank you, Kevin.
Znode is well known as a modern API-first platform built specifically for B2B complexity. We're excited to discuss our new partnership. Frankly, the conversation today is really about what our development team is seeing as they get hands-on with Znode and how our technical philosophies align. It feels like two strong technical foundations coming together to solve complex e-commerce challenges. Tom, before we dive into the technical alignment, could you briefly describe what Znode means by an API-first B2B platform and what that approach fundamentally enables for, you know, manufacturers and distributors?
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. So, you know, there's this big move towards composability, right? That's been a common theme for probably about 4 years in the e-commerce space. And I guess our perspective is B2B has always been composable, right? Mm-hmm. You've always had to attach to one or multiple ERPs depending upon the complexity of the organization, exchange data. You have to integrate with the CRM, you have to integrate with the PIM, go down the line, right? So you've always had to bring different information into the e-commerce platform and expose it in the user experience. And that could be one user experience, like a traditional B2B storefront like distributors use, or if it's a roll-up through M&A, it could be five different distributor experiences, right? It could be a portal that distributors log into if you're a manufacturer. Just go down the list. Mm-hmm. But for us, the concept of exchanging data, whether you want to call it composability or not, I don't know. But that's always been a core principle of the platform since day one. And so Znode's entire platform is completely surrounded by APIs. There's over 2,000 API touchpoints that are pre-built.
Wow.
There is a connector. We call it the Commerce Connector, which is basically a way to exchange data and log that directly in Znode, whether it's and also you can orchestrate data if you have multiple ERPs. And then the front end of Znode, the head, if you will, in our headless world, is an accelerator kit also calling APIs. Mm-hmm. So that's the architecture from an API standpoint at a high level. And part of the why is B2B is different than B2C. Every manufacturer, every distributor has their own unique requirements. Flexibility is probably the number one requirement for having a good B2B e-commerce platform. And so we've built everything API first with that in mind.
Nice. Absolutely. Yeah. So from our vantage point at Human Element, we see manufacturers and distributors navigating similar, generally often overwhelming challenges, complex pricing structures, deep backend integrations, and a constant need for scale, 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 right? So Tom, in your view, what's the single biggest architectural requirement on demand coming from like B2B clients right now?
Yeah, good question. I don't know the exact data, but the data I've seen is about 58 to 68% of, call them B2B merchants, manufacturers, distributors, have the need for more than one storefront. Right. We talked about M&A. Maybe it's a roll up of multiple distributors, or maybe it's a manufacturer that has a B2B storefront behind login. And then they have a separate portal for dealers or go down the list. Right. Or maybe it's a roll up of brands and they multi-brand. So that's a big one. And what we run into, or we hear a lot, we don't run into, we help solve it, is how do I manage catalogs across multiple storefronts? How do I manage my data across multiple storefronts? Mm-hmm. And so within Znode is a lightweight PIM. We call it a commerce PIM, which allows for full catalog management directly in the e-commerce platform. And probably the biggest differentiator with that architecture for Znode is that catalogs can be applied one to many, many to one across stores. And you know this, Kevin, like the traditional B2C platforms, even if they can run multi-store, which is somewhat of a headache for them, they still have a single catalog, single store architecture.
Right.
So it makes it very challenging if you want to stand up a store, but you want to have eight different catalogs attached to that store because based upon a specific segment that logs in, you want to give them their specific catalog, which is a common B2B requirement, right? So we've solved for a lot of the challenges around catalog management, customer-specific, segment-specific, account-specific catalogs. Mm-hmm. Some companies call them formularies. Some people call them programs. But that, to me, is the biggest requirement in B2B that is still being missed to this day without significant customization to a B2C platform, a third-party PIM, lots of technology investment, mm-hmm. a lot of overhead that we've solved for.
I want to take just a moment here before we talk a little bit more about the API and just kind of have a discussion more than anything about D365. You mm-hmm. guys do a lot of integration there. Could you tell us a little bit about how far you guys go with that and, you know, key touch points that anyone who uses eNode could potentially expect?
Yeah, I mean, so basically, if we go back to the concept of the Commerce Connector, which I talked about a little bit ago, we built this. I was told not to call it a middleware, but it's the... But it has the same features and functionality of a middleware where you can map API calls. If there's customization in the ERP, there are workarounds directly in the Commerce Connector to exchange mm-hmm. data between systems. What we've done with both FSC and with BC is if it's a standard implementation, we can simply map the APIs and exchange data very easily.
Okay.
We are a Microsoft Gold development partner. We actually have our own instance of FNO, our own instance of BC that we use when having built this and tested. Once we built the Commerce Connector, we just released the updated version. Our product management team mapped the data between the systems in a matter of days. Like what used to take a project, say, 3 to 4 months took, I don't know, full-time person, 8 to 12 hours. Now, that stated, you and I both know that there's no standard implementation of an ERP and there's always some customization in the ERP. So there's workarounds for that. How to scope that is a little bit bigger, you know, a bigger discussion.
Yeah, I know you can usually generally get 80% of the way there with a connector of some sort. And then there's always those little kicks of where you had a particular client who set their data up a certain way that wasn't really up to system specs or something like that you have to kind of work with. But it's really good to know that zNode has a commerce mm-hmm. connector that will act as, again, you know, middleware. It'll yeah. act a little bit as middleware.
Don't say that word.
Right. We can't say that word. Right. So, but yes, that, you know, it will go the full distance right. when it comes to actually being able to handle that.
Yeah. I also think, you know, we're talking shop talk a little bit here, but we talk about like composable. I think that's one of the flaws in some of the composable platforms is they have an array of microservices that are mm-hmm. pre-built, but you still have to hire multiple developers to maintain all the integrations to the microservices. So the one thing that zNode does is logging can occur within that Commerce Connector. So when you think about the total cost of ownership of a full-on composable platform to exchange data versus zNode, which is equally composable, but you don't need two FTEs and $400,000 a year in salary and benefits to maintain those connections. So the benefit is not only ease of managing data exchanges, but it's also total cost of ownership is significantly less.
That is an amazing point. And I just want to kind of touch on just like the API first approach. Mm-hmm. It's one of the things that I really love about zNode. From a developer side at Human Element, the demand for composable, flexible architecture, I mean, let's be real, it's skyrocketed. I mean, like you right. said, we've been doing this forever. And I think that finally merchants are really starting to catch on and learn what that actually means. Clients need architecture that allows them to truly own their data and control their presentation layer. Our experience at Human Element across .NET, PHP, and JS with React, you know, specifically mm-hmm. React, is completely driven by this need for flexibility. That multi-platform edge is key. But let's get a little bit more technical. Our developers are getting hands-on with zNode as we speak, and they've been impressed by the depth of the native B2B capabilities. It's what really saves us time, let's be honest. Right. Tom, can you elaborate on the core critical B2B features that come out of the box with zNode? What's baked in that directly addresses the complexity?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we already covered catalog management.
Right.
I mean, to me, that's always the biggest requirement in true B2B, showing the right procured set of products to the right account, segment, etc. But then you've got other things. As you mentioned, pricing. Mm-hmm. we allow within Zenode unlimited price lists. And the reason we do that is the platform was originally developed to take care of some of the latency issues that happen with ERPs. Even cloud-based ERPs, if you're making lots of pricing calls, eventually you will have some performance issues. So within Zenode, you can have unlimited price lists, and pricing is decoupled from product because pricing in B2B is specific to an account.
Right, right.
And so the entire platform allows for configurability of those types of concepts like pricing, catalog, mm-hmm. account. And then there's other things like what else you commonly see in B2B is multi-warehouse mm-hmm. is what we call it, but you could also call it multi-distribution center. You're working with a big distributor and they have 20 DCs across the country. You have to be able to show the correct inventory in the right distribution center. So as long as that can be pulled in via WMS into Zenode, mm-hmm. all of that can be housed in Zenode. Workflow approvals, common thing, right? Mm-hmm. I think one of the biggest differentiators within Zenode too is, so as a headless platform, we have a traditional B2B accelerator kit, which is a traditional storefront. Mm-hmm. However, Zenode also offers an accelerator kit for a portal. And think of it like a single pane of glass. And this is big, especially for manufacturers, where manufacturers often are working with their dealers or their distributors, and they're putting together large orders to quote on projects. They don't want that quote to hit the ERP until they win the project. Mm-hmm. So within this portal, there's a role for sales, where the manufacturer's sales or the sales reps that may be contracted by the manufacturer can log in. They can start to stage orders and manage quotes directly in the platform. They can also see all of their accounts, all the orders by account, etc. The distributor or dealer can log in and they can request quotes and they can start to put together projects that they're bidding on. And if there's even a role for a customer where, let's say it's a general contractor and it's a commercial plumbing equipment that's getting delivered to a job site, after the distributor and the manufacturer win the RFP, the general contractor can choose delivery types, delivery dates, because they don't want products sitting out on the job site because more than likely it's going to get damaged if it's there for more than 24 hours. So that is core traditional online, offline B2B functionality that's native in the platform that you just don't see in other platforms. So I that's a high level. I mean, there's a whole feature list that people can download. But when I think about big highlights, I would say those are the highlights that are absolutely crucial in B2B that are served in Zenode. I'll give you one architectural highlight if I'm not going too long here, Kevin.
No, you're good. Go for it.
So another big thing that we see in B2B is there's typically data that's housed in multiple places around a company. It could be things like, it could be product attributes. Typically that would be in a PIM though, but think of other things like territories. Or mm-hmm. if you're working with a manufacturer that has to create formularies specific to ordinances, right? Where do you keep the ordinance data? Do you keep that in your ERP? Do you have a SQL Server database somewhere on-prem that keeps all this ordinance data?
Right.
How do you grab that data because you want to serve up the right catalog based upon the ordinance, right? So within Zenode, within the platform itself, through the admin console, without needing a developer, you can create unlimited custom tables and unlimited product attributes directly in the platform. And when you create a custom table or a product attribute, you can also do unlimited user-defined fields. It automatically extends an API because mm-hmm. we want to offer that flexibility to pull that data into a front-end experience. But again, you don't need multiple tech stacks to house that data. You can house it directly in your e-commerce platform, which makes it easily accessible from an upgrade standpoint. You don't have to worry about upgrading the platform because it's all done through custom tables through the admin, but it allows for you resolve some of the latency issues of having to pull that into a front-end experience by housing it directly in the platform. So that, again, gets to scalability, flexibility, and common requirement in B2B is to have this unique data then sitting in multiple places. Why not bring it into one place?
You know, that's interesting that you say that because you could, I mean, in theory, you could create your custom tables, right? You could create custom tables, create your custom product attributes, and then use the connector to then sync that information over. And then it would be like a one-to-one copy. You would right. be able to keep that within Zenode as it is. So that's right. actually pretty amazing that you guys allow that. I like that.
And you can also take that SQL database that's sitting in a closet somewhere and deprecate it and reduce your overall investment in tech and reuse your tech stack.
That's awesome. So, I mean, I just want to point out that, you know, just all those features in general, like the just being able to do complex pricing logic, the account hierarchy, the connector, that is exactly what impressed us with this platform overall. The fact that we could respect the core, mm-hmm. and then we could concentrate on doing just custom high value logic, just things that you specifically need that might not have originally been thought of with the out-of-the-box Znode experience. And the fact that the front end is customizable, it's fully API driven, it's icing on the cake when it comes to that. We've worked with other platforms before where they'll give you, you know, obviously you guys offer an example that you can work with as you're creating the front end. Right. But with other platforms, it could be a little more rigid potentially on how you do things. And because you guys allow full customization on the front end, it does make things a lot easier and a lot more effective.
Right. And also contemporary tech stack. It's a React front end with a page builder. Mm-hmm. We've really tried to make it easy for our partners at Implement and for the actual e-commerce practitioners to be able to manage the store pretty easily without a lot of need for technical help and without foregoing the flexibility that's needed.
Yeah. And we actually got a little bit ahead. I kind of wanted to let you dive into that a little bit as mm-hmm. well. So, I mean, you've been talking about, like, you know, clients are demanding things and clients are in demand when it comes to this sort of thing. But when it comes to your platform being API first, what, in your opinion, is critical for achieving true development flexibility? Development flexibility from the perspective of a agency like us working with it, being able to work with an API-first platform. We kind of already hit on it a little bit, what we're talking about. I want to give you an opportunity to flesh that out as well. If you want to talk about, I mean, obviously you're looking at it from the perspective of the customer, also looking at it from the perspective of, you know, a customer working with Human Element at this point, and just being able to feel confident in being able to, you know, work with someone that knows, you know, that this is a truly flexible platform and it can likely do everything they want.
So development flexibility, I think there's a bunch of ways that can be addressed. One of them is the ability to extend the platform, right? Mm-hmm. So Znode customers and partners have access to our LMS, which is an online learning platform. We have a full academy. I believe now we have over 43 courses, but one of the courses is how to extend Znode. Because Kevin, you and I know this, just like we talked about, a platform has to be extremely flexible from the data, the API standpoint. One of the reasons is you may need to build something custom outside of the platform, and you want to be able to extend that platform. And so we have 8 different ways that you can extend Znode so your developers can, without touching the core, without ruining the upgrade path, because mm-hmm. it's a SaaS platform, there really is no upgrade. Your developers can hit that API layer 8 different ways to extend it, build anything custom that you want around that core without ruining the update. And then again, I think the other thing that I think about is speed to market and launching different digital business models. Your developers want to be able to take an accelerator kit, whether it's the B2B storefront, whether it's a portal, and they want to be able to go live with a new storefront quickly, right? So having a configurable platform where, like, one of the cool things, I'll give you an example of Znode, is we have companies that run hundreds of stores on Znode. Mm-hmm. It's very easy for a developer, through good requirements, to build the front-end theme in our native theme accelerator kit with all of the different attributes that you could turn on and off across 100 stores. And to launch new stores, you can simply replicate that store, go into that store, turn on and off the attributes that you want to expose on the front end, attach a catalog, and publish it.
That's incredible.
So the flexibility is like, is there to not only run one digital business model, but to run 100 at scale, with developers doing the front end work through requirements and upfront development in the theme, and then being able to apply it universally using toggling on and off mm-hmm. for hundreds of different experiences. Again, extreme awesome. Edge cases, but you see it a lot with government contracts, uniforms, promotional products, chemicals. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to launch a unique portal with its own unique formulary, with its own unique business rules to its own unique account. That can be configured very easily in Znode. And so your developers can do that quickly. If they need to do some custom code, they can also extend Zenode.
I think one of the coolest things that I'm hearing from that is not only the fact that we can utilize Zenode to get the front end up and going really quickly, but from the perspective of prospective clients, we should be able to get proof of concepts up really quickly.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's a huge win for us. So any particular client that might be thinking of working with us, odds are we can take your requirements. We can obviously parse through them, figure out what's going on, get a proof of concept up and running, and then, you know, in theory, get the sale with that, you know, ideally get the
sale.
So, and then get, you know, get the client utilizing Zenode. So that'll be, I look forward to that being something that we could, that gives you guys a bit of a competitive edge over other platforms because just the speed in which you can get a proof of concept up and running, I believe.
Absolutely. So. Yeah. Good point.
I just wanted to, just move a little forward and talk about, just the power of our partnership. So our teams, we share like really very similar principles. We focus on technical excellence, mm-hmm. transparency, and helping manufacturers and distributors just modernize. Because it's a huge, there's a lot of room for that. From Zeno's perspective, what is the role and the value of a strong partnership like Human Element in this ecosystem?
Well, to me, it's really understanding B2B requirements. There's such a difference between B2C e-commerce and B2B e-commerce and having people who've been through the trenches before, mm-hmm. working with large manufacturers that have aftermarket parts, equipment manufacturers, large distributors, knowing what to look for on the requirement side and talk with the same language that the manufacturer, the distributor does is a huge differentiator. And so we really at Zenode only focus on working with partners that understand B2B, and Human Element checks all of those boxes.
Awesome. Thanks for the compliment. We appreciate it.
You bet.
I will say that just being able to collaborate with you guys is absolutely key. Our consultative approach aligns perfectly. We're not just throwing developers at a project. A lot of agencies that you'll speak with will just like, okay, we don't have any developers that can run this. We're just going to throw developers, let them learn, mm-hmm. and then go with that. We're providing the architectural planning and experience to ensure the platform is implemented sustainably. And Zenode seems to align with that, is the ability to be able to look at API endpoints and things like that from different perspectives, but still maintain a level of maintainability and sustainability for the client's websites as well, too. So our clients need sustainable digital growth. I mean, mm-hmm. that's an absolute key. And that starts with the right partnership model. So, okay, looking ahead, we've got continued developer training scheduled on our side. We're continuing to onboard developers using some of those amazing tools that you talked about. And we have shared opportunities in our pipeline, right? Yep. So as we move forward together, what would you say is Zenode's core message to the market?
So I think there's a lot of confusion in the market these days. You know this, is that 7 years ago, retail was still growing and most of the platforms were focused on B2C. All those platforms have repositioned themselves to be B2B platforms. Mm-hmm. Look under the hood, though. Like, really look under the hood. And my message is make sure that you use a real B2B platform if you're a manufacturer or distributor. Do not rework your core processes internally to adapt to your e-commerce platform, or do not spend, you know, significant dollars customizing what was never meant to be a B2B e-commerce platform.
That's fair. And that's something that Human Element can definitely help with in partnership with you guys. So, I mean, that's really a great note for us to end on, honestly, with this discussion. Tom, I want to thank you so much for joining me today. We've covered the power of Zenode's API-first architecture, the value of its native B2B features for our developers, which is Mint, and the crucial alignment of on the integration, especially where the Microsoft ecosystem is concerned. So if you have, if we have any clients that are that you are absolutely needing to stay within the Microsoft ecosystem, or you want to convert to the Microsoft ecosystem with Zenode, this will definitely be a really good option for you. I really enjoyed our conversation and look forward to working together to build a world-class B2B solution for merchants, and multiple if we can. You can find more about Zenode on Zenode.com and Human Element, human-element.com. Thanks again, Tom. We appreciate you joining us.
All right. Thank you so much, Kevin. Appreciate it.